the consultation seems to have moved on to its next stage now, but it seems to be they are moving ahead with their intended merger of Murray, Aberdeenshire and Aberdeen.
Yes, well, I'm first of all very disappointed in that. I thought there was a strong case for retaining the Murray and Aberdeenshire division as we had at the start of Police Scotland. And as I said at the time when we discussed this as a Police and Fire and Rescue Services committee, if this was the best model or is the best model to take us forward, why wasn't it introduced when Police Scotland was introduced a little over a year ago? So I have to really question why now they believe it's right that we merge with Aberdeen City, when at the start of Police Scotland they said Aberdeen City should be separate from Aberdeenshire and Murray.
So your feeling is that there is still too many unanswered questions about this proposal?
Absolutely. I'm in no way adverse to saving money from reducing high-end positions within Police Scotland, and clearly there will be a saving here by reducing one chief superintendent. But we now have an area of Aberdeen City, Aberdeenshire and Murray, which used to be the Grampian Police Division, served by a Chief Constable, a Deputy Chief Constable and two Assistant Chief Constables, and now will solely be served by a Chief Superintendent. So I have concerns about how someone can manage an area that size when previously the structure was far greater. And also, policing in Aberdeen City is very different to policing in Murray. I could just about understand why Aberdeenshire and Murray were put together, two rural communities, albeit of different sizes, to now take in a huge city with the different policing that is required for that, and obviously offshore oil and the Royal Court, etc. I think that is a big worry that we have to all be merged into one again.
And they're saying that the vast majority of responses were positive. I mean, is that something that you'd believe, or something that you've heard?
Well, what the police are saying is the assessment of the proposals are an opportunity to strengthen local policing in these areas, and the majority of people support that, and that's undoubted. People want to support local policing. What I question is if this move will indeed support local policing, and I remain to be convinced. And finally, I would also say I'm beginning to get a bit suspicious of every police consultation, which starts with their plan, we're then told what is going to happen, they then consult, and then it's affirmed at the end of a consultation. That is no way to consult with the public or elected members if they truly value our opinions. Police Scotland seem to want to tell us what our opinion will be, then consult, and then confirm it. And I think Police Scotland have to look at how they consult with local communities going forward, because so far I've been very disappointed in that aspect of Police Scotland.